Knowledge Products presents the United States Constitution, narrated by Walter Cronkite. Philadelphia would long remember the evening of May 13, 1787. Cannons roared, bells clanged, and citizens cheered as a carriage rolled into town, escorted by the flashing sabers of the city cavalry. General George Washington had arrived. The carriage proceeded to the corner of 5th and Market Streets, where Washington was to lodge in the boarding rooms of Mary House. But Mrs. House, who had been busy cleaning and scouring, would be disappointed. After stepping out of his carriage, Washington was greeted by his friend Robert Morris, former superintendent of finance and reputedly the nation's richest man. Morris persuaded Washington to stay with him instead. So the carriage rumbled a little farther up Market Street to an elegant three-story mansion. Here Washington would remain for 4 months until the Federal Convention completed its business in mid-September. Washington was one of 7 delegates sent by Virginia to the Federal Convention, and his presence was sure to lend dignity and credibility to this solemn gathering. William Pierce, a delegate from Georgia, described the 55-year-old hero with typical reverence.
General Washington is well known as the commander-in-chief of the late American army. Having conducted these states to independence and peace, he now appears to assist in framing a government to make the people happy. Like Gustavus Vassa, he may be said to be the deliverer of his country. Like Peter the